Get to the Point, the podcast that gives the student perspective of what's happening
at Point Road Elementary School.
I'm Mackenzie.
I'm Georgia.
And I'm Cameron,
your host for today. Today we will be talking about littering and how it affects Little Silver.
Our special guest is Mrs. Akey from the Little Silver Environmental Commission.
And we will be asking her questions about littering and how it affects Little Silver. For our fourth grade Genius Hour project, we've investigated how we could help clean up the litter in our town. Today we will have Miss Akey with us from the Little Silver Environmental Commission to answer some questions we had about littering and the role of the Environmental Commission. Good morning, Mrs. Akey, and how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks, and I'm really glad to be here.
My question is, what is the role of the Environmental Commission in Little Silver?
Oh boy. So we have a lot of things that are under what we call our jurisdiction, things that we're in charge of. So littering and trying to get less littering in Little Silver is something we're definitely in charge of. We're also in charge of the community garden. The community garden is over near Sickles. As you're driving into Sickles, if you look to the right, you'll see a big fenced in area. And people who live in town have plots in there where they grow their own vegetables. So we're in charge of that. We're also in charge of maintenance of all the trails. We don't do the actual maintenance, but we patrol, and there are miles of trails in Little Silver, back behind Alderbrook and Parker Homestead, and I know you've done that trip, like in second grade, the Parker Homestead trip. And also, there are trails that go back by Sunnycrest. So there are trails throughout Little Silver, and we're in charge of seeing to it that they're passable and that they're not like all muddy and whatever. Also, the trail behind Mrs. Whittle's house, we're working on extending not just the boardwalk in a permanent way, but extending it in a sort of way that gives it bridges so that you can get from Prospect to Willow. That's one of the projects we're involved in now. We work very closely with the recreation director. We work with the Department of Public Works on things that need to be done in town. We are also working on a tree preservation ordinance. We're also working on providing environmental days a couple of times a year where people can recycle what we call non-mandatory items. So it's not glass or bottles or cans or paper or any of those things, but it's clothing that you want people to be able to reuse, electronics that you don't know how to get rid of, and also paper shredding, because some people have boxes like this full of paper that they need to shred, and you know, putting it through that little thing at home is kind of time consuming. So they bring in these boxes and this big truck shreds everything for them. And then we also have things going on inside the Women's Club, which are, you know, involved in native plantings. We're trying to encourage native plantings. And we also have to watch everything that goes on in town in terms of the planning board. Anytime a house exceeds what they call the pervious surface in their design, which means that the water can't percolate through the ground. Like if you're gonna pave a whole bunch of your property, the Environmental Commission gets involved as an advisory board. We look at the plans and we go, I don't think that's a good idea because it could create flooding at the next door neighbor's house. So we do a lot of things, but we're very much behind the scenes. We're not out there, you know, in front of the public very much. We meet once a month on the fourth Wednesday, and that's when we talk about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My next question is, when do they meet, and what are some of the projects they have done?
I think I answered that question already. But one of the projects we did do is we did create the community garden. So that was a big project. Anyway, one of the other projects we do are those two things that we do every year, which involve bringing the community together to do a bunch of interesting recycling that isn't normally the things you would put out every 2 weeks. We also are involved, as I said, in a tree preservation ordinance. We're trying to get that through. It should be ready by March. It is in the hands of the lawyers now. And you know, we do any number of things, and we would love to work together with you guys here at Point Road School to create a green team. That would be like our greatest project this year if we could get that going.
Hi, Mrs. Akey.
Hi.
How long have you been on the Environmental Commission?
Ooh, Let me think about that. I'm betting 15 years, something like that. So when I was teaching at Point Road School, I was the person who was what they call the liaison. So I was the person who went between the schools and the Environmental Commission, and I was on it then. And then after a while, the person who was the chair of the Environmental Commission moved out of town. And so I became the chair of the Environmental Commission. So I'd say at least 15 years.
Okay. What are some ways that students could get involved in the Environmental Commission?
So come to meetings. And if you can't come to meetings, we typically put up a Zoom link so you could watch it from home and ask questions. And we could, I mean, when we do a Zoom, it's not like when council does a Zoom. We put you're on a screen, we can see you, and probably, I think that you can see us as well because we have a camera. They have a good setup in the room where we meet. So come to meetings, bring your ideas. We always have room for more ideas.
Okay. Do you think it would be a good idea to have a litter team in town, like we have little silver shovelers, so that we can clean up the town, but also students have a chance to get volunteer hours?
Okay, so yes, we do have a team in town at Markham, but if you'd want to create one here, that would be fantastic. Markham, the recreation director is working with Markham students, and she takes them into, it's a team called Love Our Parks, and they go and pick up litter in the parks. Mostly they started doing it because they discovered a problem on the playing fields, which is another thing, another project we were involved in. We use the money from Clean Communities to put the water bottle fillers in all of our parks. So there are filtered, refrigerated water, not during the winter, but during the spring to summer season and fall season, filtered water bottle fillers in each of our playing fields. So there's one at Sickles, there's one at Borough Hall, there's one at the Firehouse, there's one at Challenger. So we have those, because the problem was we were finding people brought their plastic water, you know, like your Poland Springs water bottles, and guess what they did with them? Left them on the field, like didn't even recycle them. So that's how the group Love Our Parks got started, by picking up litter that we discovered was going on.
Hi, Miss Aggie.
Hi.
Do you think it would be a good idea to have signs by the garbage cans in the multi-purpose room during lunch and put examples of what you should throw in it so students will put garbage in the correct
place? Love it! I love it. I think it's a fantastic idea. That would be a great idea. I mean, there are groups that you can bring in. I don't know what it costs, and I don't know how we could fund it or if we could fund it, but maybe we could. There's a group called TerraCycle, and they recycle, like, potato chip bags. You know, we used to have that here at Point Road. I think that, well, Mrs. Murray was involved. We did that. And she worked the green team here. But I think we could do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have trash and recycle bins in our classroom, but it seems like everything goes in the trash. Do you think it would be a good idea to talk to the younger kids about recycling their paper?
Yes. We're definitely in favor of that.
Thanks for joining us today to talk about littering in Little Silver. Your response will help us to work to get littering out of the streets and yards of Little Silver and give us some ideas for recycling in our school.
We would love to answer some questions that you might have about our school during our upcoming episodes. You can send in your questions by emailing prspodcast@littlesilverschools.org. You can also re-listen to our podcast by visiting point-road-elementary.podbean.com.
Make sure to look out for our next episode, which will be posted on Class Dojo and on social media.
Thanks for listening.